Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new 10-CD set of recordings Billie Holiday made for Columbia between 1933 and 1944. Kevin says it's hard to overestimate the influence Holiday has had over singers as diverse as Frank Sinatra, Carmen McRae, Bob Dylan, and others. Holiday's own inspiration was the same as most jazz musicians, Louis Armstrong. You can hear his influence in the way she phrases on a warm-up take to 1938's Now They Call It Swing, a song about the rapid changes jazz was going through.
Once they called it ragtime, and it had its fling. It's the same old simple passion, now they call it swing. Then they played it jazz time to a bucking wing. Once again it sweeps the nation, now they call it swing. When
it's amazing how quickly jazz developed early on. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, the swing era, bebop, rhythm and blues, cool jazz, and the first stirrings of the avant-garde all happened in the space of 30 years. Billie Holiday always sounded so modern, it's easy to forget how young jazz was when she debuted in 1933. Rank-and-file jazz musicians had learned to swing only recently, and for years yet, a hip tune might end with a whiff of Dixieland.
Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Billie Holiday's light and reedy voice was so far from Armstrong's gravel pipes, the phrasing he pioneered took on a totally different effect. On her breezy early recordings, that one was from 1936, her timing floated like a balloon, helium to Armstrong's hailstorm. That buoyancy is one thing she had in common with her favorite accompanist, Lester Young. But she also sounded good paired with other tenor saxophonists, including Ben Webster, and on this next one, Joe Thomas. He gets her spring in his step.
So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas, for we know we need each other, so we better call the call in all four. Let's call the whole thing off.
There's a sweetness about some of Billie Holiday's early sides you can overlook, given her powerful ballads. But on slow numbers, in her speech-like middle register, her voice had a vulnerability that pulled her out of Armstrong's orbit and went straight for your heart. Here's Holiday in 1939 on what she called her favorite song by Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog.
Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night spring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find, it's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other.
A lot of singers learned a lot from Billie Holiday about a conversational delivery, emotional shading, and quietly rewriting melodies to improve them or suit your range. Many songs she sang were no great shakes in themselves, but the body of work she recorded for Columbia between 1933 and 41 includes some of the best jazz singing anyone ever did. It's high time they were collected in one place, with a few radio performances thrown in as extras, although 10 CDs will be more than enough for some.
Leave.
music's great, but the lavish packaging, which resembles a fold-out album of old 78s, is like an architect's vanity project, classy on the outside, but ill-suited to daily use. The inside is an intricate construction of heavy paper that looks a bit fragile for the job of holding the CDs and a big floppy book. You want to play this stuff, not encase it in glass. The book's text is kind of a mess. One essay gets the date of Billy's death wrong by 10 years. There are 3 discs of alternate takes, dozens newly issued in the States, but the track notes, recycled from earlier issues, take no notice of those. Since some jazz fans are suspicious of alternates to begin with, you should at least tell them where some of the highlights are. Them that gets deserve to know what they got.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead. He reviewed the complete Billie Holiday on Columbia. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.